Rich Egger, and this is Emphasis. Today's guests are Cesar Suarez, Ryan Lilly, and Eric Diltz from the city of Galesburg. They're all involved with economic development and all have ties to the city's Sustainable Business Center. We begin by allowing each to introduce themselves and talk a bit about what they do.
My name is Cesar Suarez. I'm the Economic Development Director for the City of Galesburg. And the reason why we're here is we received a $1.2 million grant from the Economic Development Administration to really put forth a new way of doing economic development. And so our motto, our mission, is creating a new economy together, one in which it's prepared for the 21st century, economy that's going to be very agile, one that can respond to the globalization and changes that technology that we're faced with in our economy, one in which we have talent that we grow that's flexible and companies that are also flexible and are globally competitive. That's our true mission, is to create a new economy together.
And my name is Ryan Lilly, and I am the manager of the Entrepreneurship Center of West Central Illinois, which is located here at the SPC. And really my role is to work one-on-one with the companies that are in the incubator and also those that are outside of us, and helping them with business planning services, helping them get access to various funding opportunities that are available in terms of revolving loan fund, grant opportunities, and those kinds of things. And also one area that I've been particularly focusing on is that of youth entrepreneurship. Being a rural area, we do have to address this issue of youth retention. So how do we let young people know that there are opportunities like the ones here at this incubator that are there for them after they graduate and keep them from leaving the community? I think a great example of that is Sitka Salmon Shares. This was a company that originated out of the Environmental Studies program at Knox College. There was a professor there who had this idea about salmon being sustainable and bringing it directly to the table as opposed to the grocery store being the middleman. And I think that's a great example where every employee of this company is a Knox College student. And I just think it's great to see that involvement from our local educational institutions. And it's a nice kind of transfer from education into our business sector.
My name is Eric Diltz, and I'm the Sustainability Director here at the Sustainable Business Center. And I'm responsible for locating and recruiting some of these sustainable, innovative companies to the Sustainable Business Center. I also work with mentoring and counseling some of the other green businesses that we have within the region that are not tenants of the Sustainable Business Center. And I also work closely with all the various schools and universities and their sustainable efforts, such as Carl Sandburg's Illinois Green Economy Network and with Knox College as well.
It's been about a year since I was at the Sustainable Business Center, a little longer than a year. So this is a good chance for a little bit of an update. Could one of you perhaps start us off by just describing what you're doing here? What is the Sustainable Business Center?
Well, the Sustainable Business Center is a business incubator. What we do is we help nurture and mentor young companies who are starting off, and we help them grow and build. But being the Sustainable Business Center, we focus on green, innovative companies, environmental entrepreneurs, we like to say.
How many do you have here now?
We have 5 companies right now.
And you have space for how many?
Well, it depends on the type of company. So some of our tenants take just a few hundred square feet. Others take tens of thousands of square feet. So it really depends tenant by tenant. But we have plenty of space, of course, for quite a few tenants, actually.
Can you tell us a little bit about some of the businesses that are here right now? I believe Intellihot has been here the longest. Is that correct?
That's correct. Intellihot was our first tenant, and they've been here the longest, and they're doing very well. In fact, they continue to grow. They now have a national sales manager and are now in the Canadian market as well as the North U.S. market, so they continue to move forward.
Can you tell us a little bit about some of a couple of the other businesses that are here?
Well, there was Intellihot, as we mentioned before, and it's very exciting to see them progress and from a startup, from conception all the way where they're at now, coming with a very exciting product that it could revolutionize the industry with hot water heaters, and this is the tankless water hot water heater. You mentioned Lambu as well, which is a bamboo company that basically sits out to create, to replace anything made of wood or plastic they can do. And I think there's another company to look out for as they grow. We also have Blackburn Sampling is another company here that provides Kalawasa, which is a way of tube testing any of the petroleum products that are in drums. They were able to test them and see the composition of that oil and so forth. So there's all these companies are really all the green type companies that we're looking to attract and grow And what we have is support, technical support. We have all the different components to having a company grow. That is technical assistance, grants, loans, tax credits, and a facility like this that really embodies the whole spirit of what we're doing here in West Central Illinois.
I see. I know you've been working with Pennycress, one of the companies here, I guess, and I see there's a little plot out front. Is that correct?
That's correct. We've been working with Pennycress for quite some time. It's actually been maybe a year since we first were introduced to Pennycress Partners, and we're very excited about them. This is a revolutionary new science for the Pennycress seed. It's a member of the mustard family, but it does produce 36% more oil than a traditional soybean, and that oil can be used in biodiesel. And an interesting property of the oil that's extracted from the seed is that traditional soybean oil for biodiesel gels around 0 degrees Celsius. This gels at minus 20 degrees Celsius. So this could be used not just on farms and in trucks, but it could also be used in aviation.
You've held some hearings to try and generate some interest with farmers. How have those gone?
Well, yeah, there's been several that have been organized. Gary Camarano, our Global Strategies Director, has hosted. We actually had one hosted here at the SBC, had one also hosted at the Knox County Bureau for Farmers, and they have gone pretty well in terms of the attendance we've seen in both cases, over about 20 farmers and when we have hosted them. And one of the exciting things about Pennycress, as opposed to see corn and ethanol plants and soy as well, is that you don't have to compete in the food chain, so that when ethanol plants are growing, it doesn't take away from the food supply, and therefore corn overall increases in price as a commodity. But what you can do is use Pennycress instead of soy and keep soy in the food chain and keep Pennycress where it belongs, and then you don't see the high increase in food prices. And so that's another benefit of having Pennycress as a seed rather than soy.
Now, can the company proceed? How much interest was generated by some of these meetings that have been held?
Well, yeah, they continually both sell their seed as well as trying to find additional plots and so forth. So we're looking at anywhere between 1,500 to 5,000 acres of planting.
Ryan, you talked a little bit about the challenge of trying to keep young people in this region. What are some of the other things that are being done?
Sure. So in addition to our youth entrepreneurship initiative, we're very actively reaching out to startup companies outside of the community as well. You know, when you think of the more technological startups in the Chicago area, you know, these are all companies that would benefit, I think, by the environment that we've created here. There's certainly opportunities that are available to them that, you know, working in this more interconnected world that we live in, they could certainly, you know, work from here as if they were in the Chicago area.
Could one of you talk about the building that we're in right now? This is not something that was newly built to house all of this. This is sort of a repurposed facility too, isn't it?
It is. This is the former Carhartt Manufacturing and Distribution Center, and it's now been converted into the Sustainable Business Center. And this came about, this is a great relationship between the city of Galesburg and an organization out of Seattle called the Human Links Foundation. The president of the Human Links Foundation, her name is Gretchen Garth. She is a huge advocate for sustainability, and she's a member of the Carhartt family. So when Carhartt left Galesburg, she asked that the building be donated to her foundation. They did, and it's been through her work and the city of Galesburg's work that this has been converted into the incubator. Now, what's interesting about our incubator, again, going back to space, is most incubators are rather small. They're a little small room where entrepreneurs will work on a prototype, but they take an idea and turn it into a prototype. Because we are a former manufacturing facility, we're 88,000 square feet. So what our expertise is really, we're a commercialization incubator. So when entrepreneurs come in with their prototype, they have all the space they need for assembly work and manufacturing work. And Carhartt was nice enough to leave behind forklifts and racks. So we have all the whole warehouse operation as well to go along with it.
Now, one of the ideas here is not for these companies that come in to stay for 10 or 20 years, whatever. The idea is for them to get started and then move out on their own. Is that correct?
The whole concept that we learned about in economic development is and doing it well is the ability and the processes and the technology and the staffing and the funding to take an idea and commercialize it. So how do you take an idea, the million dollar idea in someone's mind, and how do we then able to create value by commercializing and bring it to market. That's really essentially what we're all about in terms of a package of services that we offer here. Again, from technical assistance, financing, a facility, grants, loans, and so forth. We have it everything here in Galesburg in the Sustainable Business Center. So that's the essence of what we do here. And so trying to work with all these companies that we've talked about already, started with an idea, and they're here. And that's great to see them grow, mature, but they're always going to need at some point assistance to the point where they're mature enough to really do things on their own, where they have enough staffing in the areas of marketing, operations, and financing that they have enough staff on their own, they have enough revenue generated on their own, so they don't need our help anymore. I think at that time, then you'll see them not only grow in this facility, but grow to a point where they graduate and move onward. And I think that's the exciting part to see, but it takes years for that to happen. A lot's going to be dependent upon how the market accepts their product or service. And so it's really touchy, and sometimes it just takes one large contract to make that happen. Other times it's going to take a series of contracts over 3 years to see them mature to the level where they graduate from the SBC. But until then, we are here to provide a package, a comprehensive package of services, of technical assistance, financing, grants, loans, as well as a facility in the SBC to make this happen.
And we're talking in the restaurant that's in this building, N-Season. What is the concept with this?
N-Season is our showcase for sustainable agriculture, which is something that we really advocate a lot here at the SBC. N-Season is a restaurant that we've created for the public and where we showcase local produce. It's called N-Season because we literally only serve what is in season. We get all of our food from all the local food producers. We get our bread from the local bakeries here in the region. And one thing that we focus with all the food, by getting it local food, it's literally from farm to table. But in addition to that is we actually have a food coordinator here at the Sustainable Business Center who works with all the farmers. And the food that we bring in, we have been in the fields with the farmers, and they've shown us that this food has been grown without any herbicides, any pesticides, any chemicals whatsoever. So we call it clean food. Not necessarily certified organic, because that's a cost burden for everyone involved, but it is clean food, and it's all very fresh. And so you'll see that our menu changes quite a bit because we only serve, again, what is in season. You won't see strawberries in the middle of winter. You will get fresh food every time.
And is this also an incubator here? Could a restaurant come in and I guess, do whatever needs to be done before they go out on their own?
Absolutely. In addition to being a restaurant on our off hours, what we do is we open the restaurant up to culinary entrepreneurs. So if someone has a food idea they would like to market, they can actually rent by the hour our kitchen to have full access to the utensils, to the appliances. They can even have access to our chief chef here to bounce recipe ideas off of them. And they can actually create their food product here in our restaurant, which is part of the incubator. It's also certified by the health department, and we have all the regulations so that they can take that what they create here and put it into the marketplace.
A great example, I think, of one of those companies is Good Life Baking. A local entrepreneur by the name of Nancy Brown started this company after realizing that she and a few members of her family had a gluten allergy. So she now utilizes the kitchen once a week to prepare a line of baked products that are gluten-free and cater to people with celiac disease. So a great example of a local entrepreneur making use of this facility.
That is Ryan Lilly. He was joined by Eric Diltz and Cesar Suarez, all are from the city of Galesburg. We spoke at the Sustainable Business Center in Galesburg. For Tri-State's Public Radio News, I'm Rich Egger.